For Brandon Wolf, it's still hard to sleep at night.
I still wake up screaming, covered in sweat. 9 months ago, I hid in a bathroom stall, the smell of blood and smoke burning my nose, while a man strolled through the doors of Pulse Nightclub and opened fire. I listened to gunshot after gunshot. I stared death in the face.
The 28-year-old is a survivor of the Pulse Nightclub massacre in Orlando. The worst mass shooting in modern American history left 49 people dead and dozens more injured. Wolf's two friends, Drew Linenen and Juan Guerrero, were among those killed by the gunman.
In just 1 minute, he got off 30 rounds. And while I sat frozen on that floor, 13 of those rounds killed my best friends. So I hope you can forgive me for not understanding where we finally draw the line. When is enough enough? It wasn't enough when 49 people were murdered at Pulse. It wasn't enough when a movie theater became a hunting ground. And it certainly wasn't enough when we served up kindergarten children as sacrifices.
Referring to other shootings around the U.S. like Sandy Hook, Wolf says it's time for the Florida legislature to act by giving gun control reforms a committee hearing.
Don't get me wrong. I know that background checks aren't a cure-all, and that gun reform is truly a sticky subject. But when it's our friends and families being targeted for your target practice, it's high time that we stopped throwing up our hands and crossing our fingers and hoping for luck. We need real change.
So far, bills supported by the National Rifle Association, which could increase access or use of firearms, have had hearings. One making changes to Florida Stand Your Ground law passed the Senate Wednesday.
I am disappointed that we passed that legislation. But it was taken up, it was heard, it was argued, and the members were allowed to vote. We would simply like that opportunity with our gun safety legislation.
That's Fort Lauderdale Senator Gary Farmer, one of several Democrats who have filed gun reforms that have yet to get hearings. Farmer's bill would require background checks for purchased firearms at gun shows.
There is no requirement for a background check to be conducted at a gun show. So, if you're a domestic violence offender, if you're someone with a checkered criminal past, if you're somebody who's mentally imbalanced, what are you going to do? You're going to wait and go to a gun show so that you can purchase a firearm and not have to undergo any background check. That is simply wrong.
There's also a bill by Miami Senator Daphne Campbell to require potential concealed weapons license holders to undergo a mental health evaluation.
Can you imagine? I send my child to school and I got one phone call. My child is gone by someone who's sick mentally. No one knew. But he has a gun, permits. Simple. It's a simple bill to say, before I give you a gun permit, I need to know if you're sick or not.
And if the bills don't get a hearing by the GOP-controlled legislature this year, Florida Democratic lawmakers vow they'll keep filing them year after year. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.